12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. A law enforcement coalition comprised of the Illinois Sheriff's Association, Chiefs of Police, Fraternal Order of Police, and Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 7 has issued a response to a proposed House bill introduced this week for the General Assembly's lame duck session, which begins today. The coalition says the bill ends nearly all protections for officers who do their jobs correctly, and it has the potential to cause massive numbers of officers to leave and leave departments with an inability to recruit new members. It specifically opposes the bill in that it weakens or dismisses qualified immunity for police and allows complaints against officers to be taken anonymously and held in perpetuity instead of the current system that requires sworn affidavits for complaints. The coalition issued a 15-step strategy for police reform in response to the bill. The strategy is in favor of the broader implementation of body cameras by eliminating costs that cause many departments not to use them. It also calls for an established, statewide, standardized use of force policy and a change to the reporting of misconduct to make it easier to weed out police engaging in illegal or corrupt activities. A copy of the coalition's proposal and what it opposes in the House bill can be found on our headlines page. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
7 to 11, you'll feel like you're in heaven. Find big savings from Little Giant Grocery and Carmine now through January 11th. Pork steak, an impressive $1.29 a pound. Red taters, 3-pound bag, 99 cents. Beef broth, 32 ounces, stock up. Literally, just 49 cents. Green cabbage or yummy sweet taters. Your choice or get them both, just 29 cents a pound. And extra brand laundry liquid freshness for just $2.99 per 75-ounce jug. Hurry in while supplies last to Little Giant Grocery, Carmine, Illinois.
In other news, the Sisney Fire Department and Wayne County EMS responded to a two-vehicle accident near Sisney early yesterday morning. County deputies responded to Sisney after being advised by a complainant that their vehicle had been kicked by 39-year-old Palm Beach, California resident Jason C. Hattrick. He had been detained by a Sisney resident after an altercation after allegedly kicking the vehicle, and Hattrick told deputies he was having difficulty breathing. North Wayne EMS was called, and deputies and Fairfield police spoke with Hattrick, who said he thought his vehicle had run out of gas on a highway. Deputies were then called to the accident as Fairfield police stayed with Hattrick. 55-year-old Sisney resident David L. Brandt struck Hattrick's car, which was parked in the middle of a county highway, and Brandt reportedly sustained minor injuries. Hattrick was eventually taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and he told police he was picked up after running out of gas and began knocking on doors asking for help. He said he didn't remember kicking a vehicle and was unsure of the events of the evening. As he was taken to FMH for observation, deputies issued a notice to appear in court on a charge of criminal damage to property over $500. He was also cited for illegal parking in a roadway and operating an uninsured vehicle. A tow truck was called to the scene of the accident, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the calendar year 2020. The district reported 14,012 incidents during the year. Enforcement figures totaled 4,876 citations and 11,085 written warnings, including 2,824 speeding citations, 39 DUIs, 315 occupant restraint citations, 4,002 written warnings for speeding, and 116 criminal arrests, 3,378 citations and 4,721 written warnings were issued for the Fatal Four violations of speeding, DUI, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers assisted 747 motorists, conducted 1,244 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 395 traffic crashes. There were 7 fatal traffic crashes, resulting in 7 fatalities investigated by District 19 in 2020. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. The Fairfield Lions Club plans to collect Christmas lights that no longer work tomorrow from 9 to noon at the west side of the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. It will also accept donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. The items will be recycled, and the proceeds will be used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. Any donation made, big or small, would be appreciated. Anyone seeking more information should contact David Savage at 516-1229. Bruce Reeves, new chairman of the Wayne County Board, says the county is still looking at the possibility of moving some offices to the old People's National Bank building. The board began looking at the building in late 2019 after reports of leakage at the courthouse, and Reeves noted shrubbery around the courthouse was recently removed to help alleviate water issues. A full remediation of the courthouse, per an architectural firm estimate, would be roughly $725,000, and Reeves said that isn't in the coffers at this point. Enter the old PNB building, which is also at the center of a proposal by Andrew Gifford for a hotel and business center. The bank still owns the building, and Reeves said, as of this point, there is no county timeline for a move. As such, the board is in something of a holding pattern as the bank weighs its options. He says the county has also heard from the Wayne County Farm Bureau about the possibility of moving an office or two, plus storage, into its building next to the courthouse. Regardless of what action is taken, be it moving into the old bank building, Farm Bureau building, or remediating the courthouse, Reeves says something must be done.
We've got to do something, because the basement of the courthouse is, this is my opinion, the basement in the courthouse is beyond being able to be used for anything. We're going to have to do something, and we're going to have to do something soon.
Reeves said the board doesn't know at this point the cost of purchasing another building, but he said the cost of moving would need to be less than working on the courthouse to make the option feasible. The Wayne County Health Department announced 1 new confirmed case of COVID-19 yesterday, a male in his 30s. The county had 1,281 total cases. 3 people were hospitalized, 109 were in isolation, and 45 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. No new positive rapid antigen tests were reported, leaving the county's probable case total at 128. 15 of those cases were in isolation and were being actively contact traced. No new cases were reported in Edwards County on coronavirus.illinois.gov. Hamilton County announced 23 cases, and it said 15 were connected to a long-term care facility. Hamilton County had 640 total cases. 2 people were hospitalized, 58 were isolating at home, and the county announced its 13th COVID-related death. The State Department of Public Health announced 8,757 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 176 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,008,045 cases and 17,272 deaths. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike asks people to continue doing their part to slow transmission.
I implore your support as we move through the end of this pandemic by doing the safety mitigations and taking advantage of this medical miracle that we have in the form of the vaccine. We still have a long way to go, but we're definitely on our way. The vaccine continues to be limited, and we are working with providers to get what vaccine we do have into the arms of Illinoisans as quickly as possible.
Marion County reported 63 new cases, and Jefferson County announced 14, bringing their totals to 3,384 and 3,215. Clay County added 8 cases and sat at 1,275, and Wabash County announced 4 to reach 1,086. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for December 31st through January 6th was 8.5%. The southern region had a rate of 11.2% on the 4th, down from 11.5% on the 3rd. The murder cases for 3 people in Richland County have reportedly been delayed. Olney residents Rick Meter, Tara Hawes, and Dale Boatman Jr. face charges in connection with the September shooting death of 19-year-old Olney resident Kyle Johnson. Authorities accuse Meter of fatally shooting Johnson in an altercation in Olney, and Hawes and Boatman face charges of murder by accountability. Meter's case was continued for a pre-trial conference on March 18th, and no trial date was set. Hawes and Boatman are scheduled for pre-trial conferences on February 4th. The three are being held in Richland County on $1 million bonds. The Fairfield FFA alumni will meet at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 14th, in the Fairfield Community High School Agriculture Shop. They're scheduled to discuss the annual scholarship fundraiser and FFA events. Members at the meeting will be asked to wear face coverings, and social distancing will be observed. The City of Fairfield asks that decorations be removed from light poles by the end of this week. The city thanks those who adopted and decorated a pole for the holiday season. State Representative Ann Williams has entered her name in the arena to become the next Speaker of the Illinois House. A Chicago Democrat, Williams was just re-elected to her sixth term, and she chairs the House Energy and Environment Committee. She said her priorities have included addressing the climate crisis and protecting access to reproductive health care. Stephanie Kifewit and Kathleen Willis have also announced they will seek the position. Kifewit has served in the House since 2013 and currently chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee. Willis has also been in the House since 2013 and serves as the Democratic Conference chairperson. Current Speaker Mike Madigan has served in the role for all but 2 years since 1983, but his implication in a federal bribery scheme has eroded his support. Democrats will have 73 votes in the House when the 102nd General Assembly convenes on Wednesday. He needs 60 votes to be re-elected Speaker, but at least 19 Democrats have publicly stated they will not support him for another term. House Republicans have offered a plan to draw new legislative districts in Illinois. Kim Howard has more.
Based on the 2020 census data, new legislative boundaries will be set across the state this year. Representative Tim Butler of Springfield says they want an independent commission to be charged with the task instead of lawmakers. He says that will ensure the districts are drawn fairly and not just to give one political party an advantage.
Some districts might not change very much, some might, but the fact that we allow the legislators to draw their own lines, and it's not just here in Illinois, obviously it's across the country, I think it's something that the people really want to see change to come up with something that works better than we have today.
It's not a fair process, says Representative Ryan Spain of Peoria.
We should not be doing that. We, the legislature, should not be involved in a system that allows us to pick the voters that we would choose to represent. There's nothing fair about that.
Under the House GOP proposal, the commission would be made up of 11 members. 7 would have to approve the new map, and public hearings would be held to keep the process transparent. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state has expanded assistance to child care providers for low-income families. He says an additional $20 million will be used to cover all eligible days of payments for the child care assistance program through February, regardless of attendance numbers.
And all that's required is for providers to submit to us a simple waiver form. The challenges that child care services are seeing Our staff calling in sick or staying home to take care of their own families, concerns about community transmission, families pulling their kids out of care.
More details can be found on the Illinois Department of Human Services website. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. But our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
currently in Fairfield, it's 35. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 30,957, down 83 points. The NASDAQ is at 13,141, up 74. February crude oil is at $51.80. That is up 97 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 93-year-old McLeansboro resident Norman McFarland died on Tuesday. Norman McFarland is survived by his wife Lois, 5 children, 13 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. Services for Norman McFarland will be held tomorrow morning at 11 at Pleasant Valley Baptist Church. Sloan Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 97-year-old McLeansboro resident Rosalie Tuggle died on Tuesday. Rosalie Tuggle is survived by her daughter Shirley, 3 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Rosalie Tuggle will be held tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Brush Harbor Cemetery. Golson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident Rick Pegram Sr. died on Sunday. Rick Pegram is survived by children Rick, Joe, Tina, and Kimberly, 12 grandchildren, 3 sisters, and many nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and cousins. Services for Rick Pegram will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Oddfellows Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Annette Golson Webb died on Saturday. Annette Webb is survived by children Becky, Vicky, and Jim, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, siblings Jim, Jerry, and Elizabeth, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for Annette Webb were held. Harry Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements. 49-year-old Aurora resident Warren Lee Thomason died on Saturday. Warren Thomason is survived by his parents Warren and Linda, 3 sons, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Services for Warren Thomason will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting with local arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 36. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 28, and mostly cloudy again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 35. Now look for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Cloudy on Sunday with a high of 32 and low of 20. Partly cloudy on Monday. Monday will have a high of 35 with a low of 22. Sunny on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 45 with a low around 30.